Let's make ourselves very comfortable on our mats in a sitting position. If you prefer, of course, you could assume a kneeling posture. But make sure you're comfortable. And always, when we begin a practice, we give attention to creating these two elements. The first is what Maharishi Patanjali describes as sthiram, stability, groundedness, anchoredness, just feeling very stable where we're sitting. So give attention to that and use any props that will help you feel stable and steady with your foundation as you're there on the mat. And after you've given attention to sthiram, just give some attention to sukham. This is comfort, happiness, ease, alignment, naturalness. So that light sense of gently lifting and lengthening the spine, joints are stacked, shoulders are over the hips, etc. We just feel really comfortable and good where we're sitting. And just take a moment or two to settle there, listening to the sensations in the body, being very present. Mindfulness is a natural part of all experience of life, so whenever we're doing any yoga practice, it's assumed mindfulness is a part of the experience. So just being very present with sensations in the body and start to notice the breath. In this short practice session, we're going to just tune into the five pranas and see if we can get a little sense of the pranas as we're in various poses or movements. So to begin with, let's bring attention to the breath. Really feel the sensation of the flowing of the breath in and out. And start to deepen and lengthen those breaths. If you're comfortable, activate the Ujjayi breath. And as you start to lengthen those breaths and feel them coming in a smoother, even way, I want you to give more attention to the in-breath. Really feel the experience as we start deeply inhaling. The sub-prana we call prana is the governing energy behind the in-breath. The breath is drawn in and it has a very enlivening effect. Just notice each time you inhale, feel the energetic experience. It's energizing, intrinsically energizing. We draw the breath in as it flows in. Feel the sense of energy, energizing, refreshing, enlivening experience. And as you tune into it, you'll start to notice that with each in-breath, the senses are subtly stimulated. Feel as you inhale that the life force is radiating all throughout the head. And as it's radiating throughout the head, notice the sensations. The eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the sensations, of course, associated with the tongue and taste. All the senses are enlivened as we inhale. And get a little sense of that energizing effect in the mind. Prana governs the functioning of the senses. It is intrinsically involved in the functioning of the mind. So if prana gets out of balance, this subprana we're calling prana, then of course the mind will be disturbed in some way, thinking too much, distracted thinking, and of course that imbalance can manifest as obsessive thinking too. Too much thought generally. So when the prana is very well balanced in the head, thinking is more, it's more natural, it's more settled, and we experience a calmer, quieter mind. The senses are more awake, and they're picking up on more information. So anytime anyone's stressed, of course, this subprana is out of balance. So focus on the in-breath. Each time you're inhaling, you're really enlivening that prana. Now bring the hands to the heart center, palms together in that prayer pose, Anjali pose. And when you're ready, as you inhale, let the hands come forward as you lengthen the arms. And then bring the arms all the way back, shoulder blades moving down, and the palms are open facing forward. When you're ready for the exhalation, bring the hands back together at the front of the body, arms are long, wrists at shoulder height, and continue these movements. Each in-breath, really feel that sensation of prana, the sub-prana prana, the energy that moves everything in and enlivens. Feel it. As you tune into the out-breath, you'll be getting a sense of one aspect of the apana. In some ways, this has an opposite effect to prana. Apana. So prana literally is the moving forward air, the forward moving air, whereas apana, it's really the air or the energy that moves away and down. So just in this simple movement, as you continue with the breaths and the movements, just get a little sense. On the in-breath, you're experiencing more of the focus of prana. On the out-breath, the focus more of apana. And then when you're ready, just again, as the hands come together, palms together at the front of the body, just return with grace to the heart center. And when we're ready, we're going to just gently start bowing towards the earth. With grace and ease, just start to fold into a forward bend in the position you're in. Again, honoring your body. And as you fold into that forward bend, just work gently with the posture. As you inhale, you can subtly lift, even if it's a millimeter or two, just subtly back off, lift a little, lengthen the spine. Exhaling, feel the movement of the lower spine and the abdomen down as you fold into the forward bend. As you're feeling that energy moving things down and away, that's the apana. So a pose that is a forward bend is going to be activating the apana, the downward and away energy. And of course, we'll experience the apana in many poses. Whenever we're standing, any standing pose, we bend the knees, we feel the downward energy, that's the apana energy. Prana, as the subprana prana, is governing all these sensory processes, the thinking processes. It's involved in ingestion of food and drink, as well as air and mental experiences. So it's such a fundamental energy that provides us with our core life force and direction. So it's so important that one is balanced. The apana is the energy that moves everything away, down and away. So all the eliminative processes of the body, also processes involved in the reproductive process, periods, elimination of any type of waste product that's moving down, as well as, of course, when we're giving birth, the apana is the primary energy that is moving the baby down through the birth canal. And at a deeper level, apana is that energy that's helping us eliminate any unhelpful baggage, unhelpful undigested experiences. So apana is essential to be balanced, to maintain good health. And as we're just in this folded forward bend, as you feel the downward energy, that's the apana. When we're ready, we'll slowly find our way back up to a comfortable sitting or kneeling position, whichever position you're in. And you might like to stretch the legs when you come up. And as you stretch the legs, perhaps you come into Dandasana pose, the legs are long. And activate the Dandasana if you need to, have something under your sits bones to enliven them, to provide support for the pelvic area. And just see if you can really lengthen and align the spine comfortably. If you've got too much tightness in the hamstrings, perhaps you bend the knees, but otherwise you can really lengthen the legs, activating the feet, heels moving away. Now bringing the hands back to the heart center again, when we're ready, we're going to really tune into the sensation as our hands start to slowly rise from the heart center and we lengthen the arms above the head, interlocking the fingers, except for the index fingers, which can be side by side. And we're going to take some breaths with the arms above the head. So when you're ready, palms together at the heart center, and then just on an in-breath, feel that energy that's rising up all the way up through the upper body, all the way up as you lengthen the arms above the head, interlocking those fingers except for the index fingers, which are side by side. You start to feel the arms lengthening, upper arms coming closer to the ears, wrists coming closer together, that you're lengthening the spine. Now tune into that energy on the in-breath. There's an upward energy. This is Udana, the upward energy. Udana, it's a very important energy that is experienced anytime we're feeling an uplift, anytime we're feeling a spontaneous straightening and alignment of the spine. This is a very important energy, and it governs many things on an energetic level. In fact, it's responsible for the prana rising from the Muladhara chakra up through all the various energy centers in the awakening of the energy body. So it's a very important function it plays there. But it's also that which gives us the ability to stand and express through speech. So it's really very important in the way it manifests in that throat area. And anytime you feel up, you feel a strong sense of up energy, that Udana is very active and flowing beautifully. So just feel that energy. When it's time, just releasing with the out-breath the downward energy. So there's a downward energy, which is always the apanic energy. We return the hands back to the heart center. And just take a few breaths there as you relax. And when you're ready, gently find your way into an upright standing position. And you enjoy any little stretch on the way up. Moving with ease, moving with awareness. Coming to the Samasthiti or Tadasana pose at the front of your mats. And as you start to come to a standing position, really make sure your feet are well positioned. To begin with, ankles under the hips, feet parallel. And just align the body in that upright standing position. And once you've got a good sense of that alignment, I want you to turn to the side of your mat and take a big step with your inside foot so that you've got your feet nice and wide on the mat in preparation for a star pose. So the feet are parallel. They're anywhere between 3 and 5 of their own length apart. Really ground your feet. And then when we're ready, hands at the heart center, nice and upright in the spine. This time as we inhale, we're going to bring the hands from the heart center directly up above the head, and then we're going to separate the arms and move them into the star position. So in that star position, they're moving out at an angle, more like a 45-degree angle. And spread your fingers. Palms are facing forward. You're spreading your fingers as you go into that star pose. And just have the awareness that from your navel center, energy is spreading to every radiant edge of the body. So as you exhale, feel the energy move down from the navel energy center, down through the abdomen, down through the hips, down through the legs, and it moves down through each foot towards the earth. As you inhale, feel the energy rising from the navel center all the way up through the center of the spine, through the crown of the head. But that energy line divides into three. So not only is it moving up the crown of the head, it's dividing and moving up each of the arms and radiating up through the fingers. Now this energy that takes the movement of life to the peripheries, this is the energy of jnana, the outward moving air. Feel it. You're moving from the center to the periphery, all that energy. So jnana is what governs so many bodily systems, the nervous system, the circulatory system. It's moving everything out towards the extremity, so it circulates nutrient throughout the body. It keeps that whole life force moving, and if we ever get out of balance with our prana, when we're feeling too much movement, this jnana is always out of balance. Too much movement, too much lack of steadiness, distracted energy, jnana is always out of balance. Just take a couple more breaths as you radiate from your center like a star radiating light in all directions. That's the jnana energy. And then when you're ready, we're going to bring the palms together above the head. Exhale the palms back to the heart center. And then in your own time, just bringing the feet comfortably close together. Perhaps the feet are under the ankles are under the hips, nicely aligned, feet parallel. When you're ready, just bring the chin towards the chest and slowly come into a hanging forward bend. As we slowly make our way down into a hanging forward bend, we'll get to the point where we really notice our energy is being more concentrated in the abdomen area. As you start hanging out in that hanging forward bend. So when you get to the point of the movement where you're really tuning into your abdomen, the energy is moving in the opposite direction to where it was in the star pose, where Vijnana was very active. Now all the energy is moving back to the center, towards this abdomen, towards the navel region. And what we're doing here is we're activating two primary pranas, samana, this is really the balancing movement of air or energy, samana, and it's responsible for digestion on many levels. So as you're in that hanging forward bend, you'll feel a concentration of energy in your abdomen. Samana is being strengthened. And this is going to have an effect in strengthening your digestion and also strengthening your ability to digest experience, because you'll find the navel energy center, Manipura, is getting a lot of focus there. And one of the effects of a highly balanced samana is we can not only digest the food and liquid we put into our body in an extremely efficient way, but we can digest life experience. So just enjoy hanging out in that forward hanging bend and feel the samana energy. And now as you're hanging there, let's see if we can fold the arms, if that's comfortable, only if it's comfortable. Fold the arms so your right hand is holding the left arm just above the elbow. Your left hand is holding the right arm just above the elbow, and you're totally hanging there. Just let the arms hang. Now, as you exhale, bend the knees as much as you comfortably can. Bring the lower spine and abdomen closer to the upper legs. The chest will follow and then the head. As you inhale, straighten the legs more and draw the elbows and the crown of the head towards the earth. Continue this movement. And as you stay with this movement, notice the energetics of it. So we've been focusing on the samana being strengthened in this forward hanging bend. But what we're doing now, as we bend the knees, we'll feel more of that downward energy of the apana, that down and away energy of the apana. So bend the knees. Feel as you bend the knees, the energy is moving down through the lower body, through the feet. More of that apana is being strengthened. And forward bends intrinsically will balance, that is, they will strengthen samana and they will stimulate apana in some way. Anytime we bend the knees in a standing position and feel that downward energy, we're feeling the energy of apana. So if we think of the navel energy center and that area on the outer level of the body, the Annamaya Kosha, where we're connected with our mothers, this area of the navel is very important in a yogic viewpoint. So many nadis or energy channels run from this central area. And if we understand the five pranas, these different aspects of prana that govern various functions in the development of the body and the balance of the body, but also the balance of the mind, and if we understand the yoga journey as one of really refining the energetic body as well as bringing balance to the five pranas, then you'll see the role of these five pranas. Very important. In terms of their location, so prana as the sub-prana, that's governing the ingestion of things and enlivening our essential life force, it is really operating very strongly in the head area, but it moves down to the navel, of course. So anytime we're enlivening energy on an in-breath in any asana, we're often working with the prana. Udana specifically is the upward-moving energy. So anytime there's that sense of straightening, lengthening, Udana is active. And anytime we're consciously moving prana upwardly, Udana is very active. Samana is the energy of that balancing energy that operates It's moving everything from the extremities towards the center in the navel region. Whereas Udana operates from the navel up to the throat region. Samana is really moving everything into the abdomen area, so it's strong in the abdomen area. Dhyana, it radiates from the navel center out to the extremities. And Apana, of course, is moving everything down. So it operates particularly from the navel down, particularly to the root chakra, Muladhara chakra. But it moves everything down all the way through the legs, through the feet, to the earth. So these are the five pranas. When you're ready to release the pose, just release the arms and hanging there in your own time, slowly find your way back to an upright position. And when you're coming back up, of course, we're activating Udana and Prana. They're more dominant. And just think of all the different poses that we experience on a regular basis and which of the five pranas are more dominant in them. If we're doing, say, warrior poses, if we're in a Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2 pose, you're really moving the apana down to stabilize through the legs and the feet. You're activating the udana in the movement of energy up the center of the spine through the crown of the head. You're also activating the dhyana energy out through the arms, through the crown of the head, through the fingers, and down through the feet. Anytime you're doing, say, an apana pose, when you're on your back, you bring the knees together to the chest and lifting the chin to the center of the chest, forward to the knees. That little pose where you're hugging your legs is very strengthening for samana, but also apana. It's called an apana pose, but it's actually very strong for balancing samana. So samana and apana. So generally in forward bends, seated forward bends as well as standing forward bends, samana and apana are going to be strengthened. In any of the poses, particularly standing poses where we're stretching arms and legs, dhyana, prana, and udana are often involved. So if you've got a particular pranic imbalance, you can learn to balance it in all sorts of ways, including the sort of poses you do. If you've got menstrual problems or lower back problems, generally apana is out of balance. So more of those apanic strengthening poses are going to be very helpful for you. If your mind is racing, distracted, unsettled, you've got an imbalance of prana, and perhaps you've got an imbalance of, you're fidgety and all the rest. The dhyana could be very much out of balance. So there's way too much energy in the head, and you're very unsettled. So what we want to do is strengthen apana and samana, so poses that strengthen that. If you're feeling very flat and not much energy for anything, then we want to stimulate prana, udana, and dhyana. So these are some simple tips. And may you enjoy exploring your practice, tuning into these five pranas and the energetics of asana. There's much more I could share, but this gives you a sense of how the five pranas, which are just different aspects of prana itself, are involved in our practice and our life. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.